Well, Sam, you must be delighted with that 3-0 win against Bershka and a result you deserve.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't always straightforward. I think they're a decent team, Bershka. We had them watched twice. Well, I went once, and Lee Barraclough, our scout, went to watch it as well last week, and they played diamond formation. They were good on the ball. 1-0 up, it wasn't, you know, walking apart by any stretch of the imagination. I thought they were a good team and they had their threats about them. But then when we got to 2-0, then we got a lot more confident on the ball and kept the ball as we know we can. And we created a lot of chances, you know, and we should have scored more than we did. But I was particularly happy with the back four to keep the clean sheet today.
I was going to say, when you went 3-0 and you end up maybe being a little bit frustrated that you've not scored more, because that last 10 minutes you had about 9 opportunities, so you did dominate.
We did, and we should be looking to be really ruthless and horrible, you know, in front of Gorton, and making sure that we keep the hammer down when we're on top. However, we're reflecting that, we'll work on it. It's something that you can't just shrug off, you know, we have to be better at it as a team. Even from set pieces, there are chances where, you know, stick our heads on it. We'll keep working out, and we're doing a lot of work, you know, out of possession at the minute to make sure we're nice and compact. And it doesn't come just by talking, you know, about it. We have to keep drilling at home, you know, the roles and responsibilities in training until we get better, you know. But we've got good potential when we play well.
Louis Swain's changed his position slightly, and today, really good opening goal for him.
Yeah, we've seen that, you know. That goal coming from him, you know, he the under-21s 10 days ago, and he struck the bar. He's very good driving and running with the ball. We've seen that when he's played left wing back, seen it up front. He's played all over for us, but in centre midfield, you know, he's a real physical force. Wins his headers, wins his tackles, puts his foot in, and actually he's been very composed on the ball.
And good to see Don Moore's getting back on the score sheet.
Yeah, definitely. He's been a bit unlucky, you know, recently. He's done a lot of unselfish work. I think he can be more selfish, you know, and go for goal a bit. But he probably could have had 2 or 3 more, you know. But there were chances that he was creating himself. So credit to him for, you know, he's kept plugging away.
And some of the key incidents, one of them being the red card. You were very close to it. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. You're charged up as a manager. He's right in front of you. He's lifted him off his feet. Yeah, it looks a bad tackle. You know, I'd probably have to sit on the fence a little bit, and, you know, I would never say, oh, you wave the card, you know, pretend red card. But I thought it was a bad tackle, you know, and you run the risk of getting sent off if you wipe someone out as late as it was. It was a needless foul to give because we weren't really going anywhere at the time. But I thought there were worse tackles later on, you know, that were quite vindictive when people aren't looking at the ball, you know, and going in late with the studs. I thought, it doesn't need to happen that.
Through to the next round then of the FA Cup, fourth qualifying round. Obviously now the National League sides are involved. Would you want to go away to one of them grounds, or is it a case of just trying to get through to that first round?
I think just try and get through. You know, we want to get through to that first, second round. Obviously we have to win the next match, you know, and get working on who we're playing against, you know, from Monday. Do all the research, go and do the mileage, you know, go and watch and play as many times as possible. And don't cheat ourselves, you know, we all need to look ourselves in the mirror and make sure that we've worked hard, we fully brief the players about, you know, their strengths and everything about them tactically, and then we give it our best shot.
Non-league day today as well, and over 500 fans here. You must be pleased with the turnout, and also they've got that free ticket now for the game against Brackley in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It is a case that they'll turn up maybe once today, and you'll be hoping they'll turn up again.
I hope everyone enjoyed it. Yeah, it was a good day, you know, they've seen plenty of goal mouth action, and two teams have tried to play the ball on the floor. Say Bershka, a good team, and I think we've shown our capabilities in the last 25 minutes. Great turnout, you know, and hopefully people will turn up in high numbers against Brackley.
And of course, it isn't just the cup you're interested in. You're doing really well in the league at the minute, and next up, Lowestoft away, that long trip down south.
Yeah, we're talking about whether we go night before or not. It is a trek. You know, we got there about 2:15, I think, last year. After 5.5 hours, we had to stop. But you have to do these things part time. You have to dig in. In our National League North, you have to do a lot of travelling. We've been to, we're in the FA Cup, working to, went to Gloucester last week, and now Lowestoft next week. So we're looking for home draw in the cup, please.
Well, Simon, congratulations on the win today.
Cheers. Thank you.